from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Amidst turbulent developments, Caribbean officials review their air transportation options. Mandatory death penalty struck down, but the matter could reach the Privy Council. And a former Dominica Prime Minister labels corruption findings rhetorical nonsense. I'm Karen Weir, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean governments have reacted to the loss of two major airlines in the region in the last 2 weeks by setting up an aviation committee. It consists of government ministers, airlines and private sector companies. The establishment of the committee was announced today at the annual conference of the Caribbean Tourism Organization in New York. It also follows concerns over the demise in the number of tourists from European markets who are being attracted to Hispanic destinations in the region. Jean Holder is Secretary General of the CTO.
One of the important things that happened this week here in New York is that the Caribbean Tourism Organization launched a CTO Aviation Committee, and that committee has, in fact, defined for itself an agenda, objectives, and one of the objectives, really, which is very urgent, is to seek to see how they can address some of the really pressing issues that confront Caribbean tourism in terms of air transportation. That committee is to meet